Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Today, I'm going to be giving away a gift card to the container. Want to become a fan on Facebook, or you want to follow on Twitter to learn how to win. I do a lot of giveaways, CDs, books, restaurant gift cards, movie tickets, Whole Foods, all kinds of things. But today we're talking about spring cleaning. You know, you have a table and you put the mail on the phone table, and then the phone table gets a little bit, and you move from the phone table to the coffee table, and then the coffee table to maybe the bookshelf, and then it's on your nightstand, and now you have like three piles. I'm talking to women when I mention in your closet. You know you can't fit those clothes. You fit those clothes 2-3 years ago, but they're still in your closet. Why? Well, today we're going to be talking with an expert. She's going to try to help us with all this clutter that we have in our lives to kind of clear our minds and our spirits. Her name is Geralyn Thomas. You might have seen her on the show Quarters. You might have seen her on the Nate Berkus show, Today Show. She is a wonderful professional organizer. She was the past president of the North Carolina chapter of the National Association of Professional Organizers, and I believe she's on the line right now.
Good morning. Good morning, Joy. I'm here.
Thank you so much for calling in. Can you help us, please? We need some help.
Absolutely. And first, before I even start giving advice and suggestions, I want to say bravo for you for giving away gifts that are actually useful experiences rather than clutter stuff.
Yes. I said I can't give away just some junk that's going to sit in somebody's wallet or an email that'll sit in their queue with the other 500 emails that they forgot to delete. So I think the Container Store has some wonderful products that will help people today. I guess one of the things that I find with clutter is that you get overwhelmed. You say that you want to clean, say, Saturday or after work or, you know, whatever day you decide, okay, today I'm going to do it. And you start to do it, and then you just like, oh, my God, what did I get myself into? I don't even know where to begin.
Yep.
How do we get over that feeling of being overwhelmed to start
okay.
the process?
Well, each person will probably have a little bit different style, but one of the things that I like to go in and suggest to someone who's feeling overwhelmed is let's talk about what would make you feel best immediately. So identify something that's driving you, you know, a little more bonkers than the rest of the stuff. And it might be something like paper clutter is absolutely probably the number one thing that I hear over and over. It's overwhelming for people to figure out what to do. So in that circumstance, I would probably suggest let's form a pile of stuff that we could shred or discard easily. And then the next thing that comes up, Joy, is people typically look at me and say, I'm not sure what to shred. And then I think, and I'll go ahead and give the listeners, because I know this is also tax weekend for a lot of people. The last-minute procrastinators are doing their taxes.
Taxes, yes.
Yeah. So here's a few things for folks listening that don't know what to shred. These are things that can pretty much be safely shredded with no regret. Old travel itineraries, anything that has your signature on it that you don't need, and I'll get more specific here. Old prescriptions, you don't want those floating around with the whole neighborhood if it blows down the street, knowing what you're taking or what you're not taking. Any old passport, I shred my old luggage tag when I come in from, you know, the airport or flight someplace. Old explanation of benefits from health insurance companies.
Yes, oh, my God, I had so many of those. I had a bag of those the other day. I spent about an hour. Actually, I overheated my shredder. My mom had bought me a shredder for my birthday because she was like, what do you want? I said, I need a shredder. Can you get me a shredder? Because I was holding on to those explanations of benefit things for myself and my daughter, and I was just like, I don't want to throw those out. You know, who knows? What could happen? So I finally, you know, got the shredder, and, you know, that's something. That's a key piece there is having a shredder. You know, I might give away a shredder. So you guys, you know, just keep an eye out. I might be giving away a shredder because I really think that's a key piece, item you need to have in your house. What do you think, Geraldine? That's a really important thing to have, right?
Absolutely. So let's jump tracks here and spend a few minutes talking about shredders, because shredding obviously is so critical for today, not only business owner, but homeowner. It'll make you feel a lot more confident when you know that you're getting rid of stuff properly. So some things to look for in shredders are: figure out if you're a batch shredder, and Joy, I'm going to put you in the batch shredder category based on what a batch shredder is. Somebody who kind of lets their shredding build up for a while, meaning you're not shredding every day. You kind of throw it
right
in a basket on the counter and say to yourself, I'll shred it on Saturday or whenever your day is.
Yeah,
so
that's
you
want
to make sure, yeah, batch shredders should look for a shredder that can run about 20 minutes without overheating. So typically shredding companies, shredders are going to start telling you, I know like the Ativa line from Office Depot, they have different shredders. Some run for 5 minutes, some run for 20 minutes. The 20-minute shredder is most appropriate for like somebody who works out of their house and does lots of shredding in one sitting. The other thing to look for, the other features to look for in a shredder are, I always suggest people go for the cross-cut shred instead of
There's a difference, because there's like the long kind of spaghetti-like type, and then there's the cross. I have like the micro. My mom got me like this micro thing. It's like little dots now or something. It's crazy. I mean, you don't want to put your tie in there because it'll be done.
Exactly. Well, that's perfect. So I always say, you know, to the folks that are looking for a shredder, do you want confetti or spaghetti? Confetti is what you have, Joy, and spaghetti is the long strips of paper like you mentioned a minute ago.
Right.
Another feature to look for when shopping for a shredder are, does the shredder that you're looking at destroy credit cards, CDs, and DVDs?
Yes, very good feature. I had that is on my shredder as well. And I wasn't sure at first because I hadn't read all the directions and I was just focusing on paper. But my daughter, she had some old cards, and she said, Mom, you know, does it do credit cards? I said, I don't know, check. And it did. It wasn't a credit card, but it was some kind of ID card she just wanted to get rid of. So that's a very good feature. So there's three things that we need to look for. It's about the issue of overheating, how long, you know, will it run, the issue of is a spaghetti or confetti type of shredder, and then the third thing is whether it's cards or CDs. So those are three important things to think about when you're buying a shredder, yes?
Right, and I'll throw in one fourth tip just for your listeners. I like a style that is drawer front, meaning all of the stuff falls into the basket of the shredder and you can pull a drawer out. Otherwise, you have to lift this big, heavy thing off the top and physically pick up the whole container and dump it in the trash, and that gets really messy for people. It's just, to me, much easier to pull out a drawer.
Yeah, because that's another, like, resistance thing, too, because you're like, oh, my God, now you'll collect shredded stuff. So you did finally shred something, but then you'll have a shredder in the corner because it's too heavy. You're not going to want to throw it out. Let's move on to some clothes issues about people, because that's one of the things I tweeted to you about, is that, you know, for women in particular, we have these clothes from, like, we're high school, or maybe when you're in college. You know these clothes don't fit. Why are we holding on to these, Geraldine? And maybe it has a special meaning to us, but we need to remove them, right? We need to give them away or something, yes?
Yeah, if people are able to give them away, I always suggest donating whatever they can. There's a couple reasons women in particular hang on to things. Sometimes they hope to be back into those garments, meaning I used to be that size and I hope to be that size.
Mm-hmm.
We all relate to that, right?
I did the same thing. But you know what I told myself? I said, okay, at the end of last year, if I can't fit these clothes, I have to give them away. And I did. I gave them away. And I will say I kept certain key pieces that I say, you know, these are really special, very unique, but that was it. But everything else, I drove them to the thrift store and I gave them away. But go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Jalen. What else were you going to say about
That's great. I love hearing real-life examples, so that's helpful. But one of the things, if anybody out there is listening and has a hard time getting rid of things because they hope to be in that size, here's what I would suggest to them. even if they do get in that size again and they haven't been that size for years and years, chances are they're going to want to go out and buy something really current and good about getting in that size again. So if something's a few years old, they're not going to go to put that same garment on. Another reason women tend to hang on to clothes is because they say they paid a lot for that garment originally.
Mm.
Can you relate to that one, Joyce?
Yes, I can relate to that. And I have some. I used to go to a lot of evening events and banquets and things. So I had some very beautiful dresses, but they were too small. And I was like, wow. But, I find when I declutter, I'm at peace. I'm more at peace. And I'm like, wow, it's like I got some more oxygen. I don't know if you felt that way or other people have. If you're listening, I see people in the chat room. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to mention if you want to call in, the call-in number is 646-929-0368. Talking with professional organizer Geralyn Thomas. You might have seen her on Hoarders. You might have seen her in Nate Berkus' show, The Today Show. But men also keep clothes, too. Men keep tools and nuts and bolts and things of that nature. And, I'm gonna fix that car today, or I'm going to go get that motorcycle. And they got all these little tools, but they don't use them. What can you do for the men out there in the world?
Well, it's basically the same thing. I like to ask people why they're hanging on to things. And men tend to hang on to things for the same exact reason women do. They just typically hang on to different things. So sometimes there's kind of pride and ownership. Like I have some male clients right now that hang on to lots of trophies and awards that they won. And they're cluttering up their office. And, while these companies mean well, they're giving away, crystal stars and giant trophies and all this. But what do you really do with that stuff? People feel guilty throwing it away. They don't want to donate it. It's just awkward, So they hang on to those things for pride and joy. Another reason is because something's functional. But when you boil it down, and this is my strategy with these particular types of clients, is everything in the world can be repurposed for something else. So you really want to be careful. A coffee can represent a world of opportunity to somebody who's looking for that. But you don't need but so many things in your house and closet as backup.
Now, let's talk about, you have an alphabet tool for calendaring. I listened to you on one of your videos talking about how you use the alphabet for your calendar. Talk to us, because we have all these different types of organizers. We got things on the iPhone. We got apps for this, apps for that. We got calendars on Outlook. We got calendars in Hotmail, Gmail. How can we organize our calendar? So talk to us about your alphabet for calendaring.
Okay, well, wow, you've really done your homework. I'm impressed. My system is really sort of back to basics, and a lot of people feel this obligation to upgrade, update, buy new gizmos and gadgets. Now, what you don't realize with every gizmo and gadget you buy is it comes with another cord and a plug-in and a charger unit, and that makes for more clutter. As well as a time management issue that you have to take time to learn that new gizmo and gadget. And sometimes the old system functions just as great as the new system did, but you're giving up, you're not using it to its full capacity. Sometimes people buy more bells and whistles than what they actually need. So that busy calendar can be used electronically or it can be used on paper. For all the stay-at-home parents listening to this, you can do a whiteboard in your kitchen or even simple as a sheet of paper up on your refrigerator. So I take a list with clients, and I'll do a vertical line. And my vertical line is A, B, C, D, E, F. That's going up the left-hand column. And A equals action items, anything you need to do. So it might be, you have to go weed the garden. You have to get on the treadmill. You have to do something if you're going to take action. B stands for things to buy. It could be, again, if you're doing this from your home, it could be buy dog food, buy baby formula, buy new workout, buy a new bikini, buy whatever you need to buy.
That would be nice, a new bikini. Yes, that would be great.
Well, I thought that was fun since a few minutes ago we were talking about being overweight. I'm thinking, well, anybody out there who's worked out and they want to buy something, you know, nice for themselves, show off their new buff body. There you go.
There you go. T equals the people you need to call in a day. And this is probably one of the most helpful things for folks who are struggling with time management issues. They need a place to kind of just empty their mind and put it in writing and be done with it so they can let it go for a while. And I tell clients to bundle their phone calls. It's a much more efficient way to use your time when you bundle stuff. So all the people you need to call would be under C. For people who really want to get extra credit on this one, go ahead and put the phone numbers next to the people that you're calling. For parents that do the carpool line, if you can program yourself to arrive 30 minutes before you're actually going to do your pickup of your children, it would be a great time to put your car in park, of course, and pull out your sheet, and you have all your phone numbers right there if you don't have a smartphone and they're not stored in your phone. That's the time to just take 30 minutes to return all calls. If you get in that habit, it's really a wonderful tool to put in your toolkit. D in our ABCD is we can do D's a couple different ways. If it's a stay-at-home parent, I say talk about what's for dinner every night that week. If it's a work environment, we can make D, the heading can be delegate. What can you delegate out to someone else?
You know, that's a really tough thing for a lot of people, delegate, because they like to have control and they have fear that if they give it to somebody else, they're not going to do it the way they do it. So that might be a real tough one for people trying to delegate in business, but also even in family life. If you are a stay-at-home parent, male or female, and, you know, you have control of the home, but then you're getting overwhelmed, you might need to delegate to the children or to your spouse, or you might need to bring in assistance, you know, a teenager to you know, help after school or something. That could be a tough one, delegating.
Excellent point. And let me just add a little something to that is, I work with lots and lots of stay-at-home parents, and my team of organizers and I all agree that the number one thing that we hear, more so from moms than dads who are home with their kids, is that they're unhappy when they delegate something. And let me give you an example. So I have a mom of triplets that I've worked with, and she wants a girls' night out. So she goes through these great painstaking details to create this perfect night while she's going out, but she wants her husband to do things her way with the triplets. And she comes home, and if it's not done just right, she kind of comes unraveled. So we're working with her right now to say, let him do it his way. It's not going to be your way, but the long and short of it is everybody's a winner. The mom gets her girls' night out. The dad gets to spend some time with the kids and see what she really goes through on a day-to-day basis. And the kids all survive and are happy, you know, they may not have a bath the way the mom would get them a bath. They might not be eating for dinner what the mom would want them to eat for dinner. They might not do a lot of things. But long story short, kids are tough. They're going to be just fine. So go for good enough. Forget about perfection and, you know, excellence. Just go for good enough. That's what I say to people who have a hard time delegating.
Now you have some more alphabets. You said D, so we're a D, so then what's your next alphabet?
E is for email. A lot of times you just, I have people tell me they lay in bed and think to themselves, oh my gosh, I need to send an email to so-and-so, the Girl Scout leader, my manager, a district manager. I need to email, you know, the teacher. So write down the names of everybody you need to email, and then once again, I'll say this till I'm 100, but I think emails are best done in batches, and I think nobody runs up and down their driveway to check their mailbox 30 times a day. Why do we check our email 30 times a day and respond to everybody?
Because we have a smartphone. We have a smartphone, and it's cool, and a little alert comes up. You might have a sound. You might have a little icon that comes up. You say they have 2, 3, 4. It makes you feel important. Somebody wants to know what you have to say. That's why people check their emails.
What we've done is we're training ourselves to react instead of take action. So
that's a good point. Just react instead of say, yes, that is true. We're reacting. Or even planning, because planning is important. Like you said, both, that's a good point too. But go ahead.
Yes. So I try to bring people off that constant checking of email. So when I'm working with clients, I will ask them not to check their email while we're working together. A lot of people feel a sense of relief after a while. Initially, they find themselves almost like strung out on it. It makes them very nervous. So, you know.
Almost like drug addicts. They're like, oh, my God, withdrawal. No check. I can't check. If my daughter loses her phone and she can't find get a text message, she's in a withdrawal.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things that I've trained my team to do is get people to ignore their emails and just check them on a regular schedule. For example, now this won't work in everyone's line of business, of course, if you're a therapist or maybe, you know, a real estate agent and your lifelong depends on that email, probably not a good idea to just sign off on email. But for the average person, a schedule like 10 a.m., 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. would probably work, kind of like they did in medicine hospital, 10, 2, 6, and 10. I don't think it's wise to check your email the very first thing in the morning unless, again, you're in a profession, a journalist, for example, that would have to respond and have to jump on a story immediately. And then F can be lots of fun things. F can be stuff.
Oh, thank God. We got to the fun stuff because, you know, that was a lot of work you gave us just now, Carolyn, with the alphabet. But let's talk about the fun stuff. What's the fun stuff?
Okay, so fun might be your future stuff. It might be you're going to plan a dinner party or take a vacation or paint your house certain colors. You can use F for fun. You can use future F for future. You can use it for filing stuff. You might say set aside a time and date to file. You know, your imagination is the only F limit here. So I really try to encourage people to write their plans for the future in this little F category.
Now, let's just review real quick. So some people just tuned in. I'm speaking with Geralyn Thomas. She's a professional organizer. And we're talking about her alphabet system for your calendar. And whether it's electronic or paper, you can still use the system. So what she just went over was A is for action items. B is for things that you need to buy. C is for calls that you need to make. And she suggests that you batch your calls and maybe get someplace 30 minutes earlier and you can sit and call a group of people. D is for delegate or for dinner, things that you need to buy for dinner for the week, depending on, you know, your profession or lifestyle. E is for checking your email and not checking them every second, every minute, unless you're a journalist for CNN or something like that. Or me, possibly. I check my emails a lot. But doing maybe 3-4 times a day, checking your emails. And then finally, fun stuff. We need to have a balance in life. Those are a lot of work things or, you know, just the boring stuff. But you need to have fun stuff in your life to create balance. So F for fun or future items. So whether you have electronic, no matter what planner you have, you can use this alphabet system that will help you. Also, earlier in the show, we talked about shredding and the type of shredder you should look for, whether it's the spaghetti or confetti, how long will it shred, and also we'll do credit cards or CDs. So, and then clothes, in terms of clothes, giving your clothes away, why are you holding on to it? If you're a guy and you have awards and pieces, is it helping you in your daily life? And also, if you're a business owner, why are you giving your employees all these things that will clutter up their desk or clutter up their homes? Maybe try to give them something that is a little more functional. But talking about functional, I'm going to be giving away a gift card to the Container Store. So you want to follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter, and you want to become a fan on Facebook. Also follow Geralyn on Twitter. Her hook is Metro Zing on Twitter, and her website is metropolitanorganizing.com. Again, metropolitanorganizing.com. And, Geralyn, what's a phone number somebody can call you if they're listening to the show and they're like, I need your help today, right now? Because you also help extreme cases like on hoarders. Give us a phone number and your email where somebody can contact you.
Okay, Okay, Joy. I'm located in North Carolina, and that's on the East Coast time zone, and the area code is 919-380-7718. Again, it's 919-380-7718.
And, again, she's on Twitter at MetroZing, and her website is metropolitanorganizing.com. I want to thank you so much for coming on this morning, Geraldine. Really a lot of useful information, and I think the alphabet calendar is going to be, this helps some people out there.
Well, Joy, I really appreciate you asking me. It's been a pleasure to talk with you again.
Let me just get one more tip from you in leaving. What's one thing that you can tell people to help them break through the clutter in their life?
Let's see. What department do you want to be in? Like spring cleaning or
shredding? Spring cleaning, yeah. We're in the spring cleaning mode right now.
Okay. So for spring cleaning, I would say anything that's hibernating, that's been hibernating all winter, if you wouldn't rebuy it right now, this point in time in your life, and you don't use it and you don't love it, let go of it.
Excellent, excellent. If you don't use it and you don't love it and you wouldn't buy it right now, time to go. Get out. Right?
Right.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Geraldine, for coming on, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Please follow her on at MetroZing on Twitter and check out her website, metropolitanorganizing.com. Have a wonderful Saturday, Geraldine.
Thank you. You too, Joy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. Again, I'm going to be giving away a gift card to the Container Store, but in order to win, you have to follow me on Twitter or become a fan on Facebook. So my hook on Twitter is at Joy Keys, and you can look up the show. It's Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys on Facebook. Thank you so much for tuning in. Headed toward 85,000 downloads of the podcast. Could not have done that without your support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Next Saturday, we're going to be talking to a wonderful jazz singer because April is Jazz Appreciation Month. Her name is Catherine Russell, and also another singer, Kay Sun, kind of a reggae soul feel to him. So tune in next Saturday, April 21st. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful Saturday.